has a curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., and Crenshaw County's curfew goes from 10 p.m. until 6 a.m. No incidents have been reported involving the new curfews. And Greenville police are investigating a deadly shooting over the weekend. Police have two suspects in custody, but they're still searching for 22-year-old Antoine Thompson. The shooting happened Sunday afternoon at a gas station on Willow Lane. Police have not identified the victim. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Uncertainty, fear, anxiety, panic, isolation, loneliness. These words describe this most unique time in history. But I want to affirm to you today that these words do not have to describe you or me. My name is Al Crosby, president of Crosby Electric, and I want to offer you words of hope and peace today from God's Word. Psalm 94 states, "When I cried, my foot is slipping. Your unfailing love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, your comfort gave me renewed hope and optimism." So why don't we decide to live lives of confidence, peace, hope, power, and joy from this day forward? Not because we know the future, but because we trust who holds the future. So please join me in exercising caution while we love and care for each other through this challenging time. I truly believe our best days are ahead. God bless you and be safe.
Hi, this is Ray Bold from Prattville Carpet, inviting you to our Mohawk More Floor Sale. For a limited time, take advantage of our low prices on high-quality flooring, including carpet, hardwood, tile, and laminate. Plus, receive half off any pet pad and 12 months interest-free financing with approved credit. Call 285-8117 and schedule your free measurement today. Again, that's 285-8117 or look us up on Facebook. Save thousands during our More Floor Sale, going on now at Prattville Carpet.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
I'm here with Pam. You can stop waving, Pam. We're on the radio. At WinCreekCasino.com, Pam can play online for free to earn rewards, and we're here to help her use those rewards at any of our locations. Like right now, Pam is getting out of making dinner by receiving a comped meal. And even though you can't see it, she's really excited about the whole thing. Isn't that right, Pam? Now she's giving us a thumbs up. Be like Pam and play for free online. Find your winning moment at WinCreekCasino.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Welcome.
To lay down their guns.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon.
That the tiger,
you're on a Monday morning.
A little bit of love. Let them run the jungle.
The social distancing recommended by the CDC, federal government, the President of the United States, Dr. Fauci, been extended to April 30th, but the nation's mind has been captured by this man, Joe Exotic.
Because I saw tiger.
What a weird time we live in.
Very weird.
I'm Joey Clark, your host. Alongside me this morning, Eddie Bader.
Good to be here.
And about 10:30, we'll be talking to Jack Campbell, and he should be standing on the line for a good hour or so. So
good deal.
Can conference other callers in. He's got some opinions about what's going on around the state. Being pent up inside all day, like Jack has been. He's been calling all his friends, getting the scuttlebutt that's going on around there, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But let's focus on local first before we keep going into the weirdness that is Joe Exotic and that documentary, Tiger King. I don't want to belabor that point, other than the fact that myself and you finished it as well.
Yeah, I finished it. I made my mother watch it.
It gets pretty dark. How old is your mother?
My mother's in her mid-70s.
You made your lovely mother watch that train wreck?
I let her start watching the first one, and just like the rest of us, she's like,
can't stop. Yeah, it gets dark, but it's captured the nation's imagination.
And Carol definitely killed her husband. Just put that out there.
Okay. But let's focus on local here first. One of the first things I saw, it happened Friday afternoon. It's now this new curfew that went into effect immediately from 10 p.m. till 5 a.m. here in the city of Montgomery. And I have to admit, folks, when I first saw this was the news, and I was just reading the news report. I didn't actually have time to watch the mayor speak himself. I went back and found that. I'm like, hey, what? I'll just give him my blunt reaction. What the hell does that mean, a curfew? How does that work?
I got a lot of questions about it, too, Joey. Why? I'd really like to know why. Is the virus, exceptionally easy to catch at those hours?
Right. No, and then you start to read into, like, all the exceptions. And this is what I was concerned about, is that, what if somebody is driving after 10 and they're going somewhere, like going home?
Terry Adams had to do it. He had a show.
Right, or going to help people, or coming from work or to work.
Yeah.
What if they're getting up early to take somebody somewhere? Or what if
they're going fishing?
Right.
Turkey hunting.
And so here are some of the exceptions. Okay. And by the way, because after I read these exceptions and show, in fact, how many there are.
Yes.
It makes me think this is almost like an implied threat. It's like an extra tool in the toolbox for the police in the city to use if they need it. However, Jack will talk about some things he heard out of Tuscaloosa with the mayor up there that he was not too happy about certain people getting arrested.
Right. Well, I'm kind of like you, and Jack, too. I think it's a test. They're looking to see how much pushback they're going to get. That's me.
I think it's more, what can we do short of a shelter in place that shows we're doing something and we're taking this seriously? I think it's more of a, we're doing something.
During the hours of 10 and 5?
Well, and this is why, as we go through these exceptions, you'll understand what I mean by, when will this actually be enforced? When will it be necessary to be enforced? Not just by the absolute strict letter of the law, this curfew here in Montgomery, again, 10 p.m. till 5 a.m. over the nighttime hours. But when will it be worth the trouble of your law enforcement, who you don't want out there? You don't want them to get sick either.
Right. And also, what kind of guidance do they give law enforcement?
Well, and to answer that, at 9:30, we'll have the chief of police, Chief Finley.
All right, good
on
deal.
The program. Excellent. To talk about enforcement, because there are a great deal of exceptions here. Now, the curfew shall not apply to, these are the pretty straightforward ones you would expect, public safety or emergency service activities.
Right.
Of course.
Right.
Including but not limited to law enforcement, fire and rescue services, and emergency management agencies. Of course.
Of course.
First responders, crisis intervention workers, public health workers, emergency management personnel, emergency dispatchers, law enforcement personnel, related contractors, of course.
Understandable.
Of course. Yes, yes. Persons employed or contracted to utilities, cable, and telecommunications companies.
Okay.
And engaged in activities necessary to maintain or restore utility cable and telecommunications services.
Perfectly understandable.
Obviously. These are essential services. Persons providing fire, police, sanitation, security, emergency, and hospital services. Food delivery services.
Yeah, essential.
So if you are, locked up on the couch for whatever reason, maybe it's just been a long day of quarantine, and you have a hankering for a milkshake at 10 at night, and there's still one place open, food delivery services are still allowed.
And liquor delivery services?
Food delivery services and other deliveries of merchandise or mail. So if your mailman is making that early journey to get packages out, which a lot of people are now ordering.
Yeah, about the only way you can shop.
I mean, a lot of this, again, is stuff that we're probably already going towards. It was already happening, and this has just shoved us in the direction of virtual communication, ordering most of our food and especially other appliances, amenities online.
And this will kind of help really dial it in, because everybody is, so many people are doing it now,
right.
It'll really help knock a lot of the kinks out.
Now let's get back into these more exceptions to the curfew.
Okay.
It's a nighttime curfew, but persons seeking essential services or commodities, persons who are vulnerable to the most serious effects of the COVID-19 disease, must remain at home unless seeking medical treatment. So if you're seeking an essential service or commodity, you're exempt from the curfew, but if you're very much vulnerable to COVID-19, then you need to stay at home unless you're seeking medical treatment.
Go back to the goods and services.
Essential services or commodities.
So if explain that one to me.
Well, I think they'd probably be going off the state definition
okay.
so far. And again, this is at night, so a lot of places are already closed.
Right, okay.
Another exception, another exemption here from the curfew. Persons supplying or restocking businesses in order to provide essential services or products like home improvement, so Lowe's, Home Depot, grocery stores, fuel delivery locations, pharmacies, or other retailers offering emergency supplies, transportation of fuels, blah, 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 blah. Stuff that you're like, okay, obviously they're not going to do that. Humanitarian support, the movement of equipment necessary for protection of critical infrastructure or public
right.
safety. Persons employed by the federal, state, county, or city governments or their agencies working within the course and scope of their public service employment. And also another exemption, persons experiencing homelessness within the city. Now, I saw a follow-up that they are working right now at the city level to try to find places to beds, just somewhere for these folks to stay for the duration of the crisis. Because obviously we luckily don't have a massive homeless population here in Montgomery.
Right.
But we do have some, and they want to make sure those folks aren't just outside interacting with too many people. All public and private gatherings of 10 or more persons of any size where a consistent distance of at least 6 feet cannot be maintained or prohibited, except as to those exempted activities further provided in the order. I'm reading directly here, folks. You can find it at mgmready.com. This is the actual proclamation of the curfew. And here are more exceptions. Essential services are what you would expect. Visiting a health or veterinary care professional, okay. obtaining medical supplies, medication, obtaining groceries for your household or to deliver to others or for legally mandated government purposes. Providing care for minors is exempt. Providing care for the elderly, dependents, persons with disabilities, other vulnerable persons. Returning to one's place of residence from outside the city.
Mm-hmm.
Traveling to one's place of residence located outside the city. Traveling through the city from one location outside the city to another location outside the city. All exempt. Compliance with an order of law enforcement. Okay, that's exempt. Traveling to or from a place of business which provides essential services by owners and employees of such businesses. Legally mandated government purposes. Exempt. So, the point is this, folks. The point is this. There are a lot of exemptions. And I'm wondering now, what is this going to look like in terms of enforcement for our law enforcement officers?
That's what I'm saying.
Especially vehicular traffic. Like, what car do you know to stop or not stop? And I'm trying to think, was there something going on in the city already at night? Even though we've shut down bars and things like that, nightclubs. Were there house parties going on? Were people getting together in parking lots?
Saw that this weekend on City Watch.
Right. So maybe that's what this order was for, because it's not just symbolic. I think there's a part of it that's like, hey, we're doing something, and it's shy of a shelter in place or a all-day quarantine.
But when does it stop?
It's indefinite.
Right.
And it's not symbolic because failure to comply with this order is punishable by a fine up to $500 and or up to 180 days in municipal jail.
Wow.
So 272-9228 before the chief of police, Chief Finley, comes on the program here at 9:30. I would love to hear what you think of this curfew here in Montgomery. Do you think it's a good thing we're doing it? Do you think it's a bad thing? Are you indifferent? Are you just trying to get through this duration of this crisis? Which, by the way, seems like it's going to last longer than I had hoped.
Yeah, I think so.
The president yesterday, alongside folks like Dr. Fauci, the vice president, Dr. Burks, announced that the basic hygiene measures and self-isolating distancing measures will be extended. There are 15 days to stop the spread. That has now been extended to April 30th. Now, Fauci scared the crap out of people saying 100,000 to 200,000 Americans could die, but he then goes on to say, if we had done nothing. Okay.
Right.
And I tend to hope that as we get more information, especially as we can test for antibodies, that we'll find that the lethality of this is not over the top and that you're seeing more problems that are specific to certain places like Italy
right.
and Spain as opposed to the deadliness of the virus itself. But right now, the numbers are still fluid. We don't have hard data. Our modeling's getting a little better as more data comes in, not to mention the now political fight over ventilators, over PPE, how much should the government force companies to manufacture these items. There's all sorts of things going on, and we'll also get into how a lot of folks are using this crisis, as we've been saying, as a canvas to paint their worldview on.
And what do you think about Hillary sneaking back up, sticking her head back up?
Don't get me started.
Just saying.
America
told you, buddy.
First.
I told you, buddy.
Good grief. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones. News and Views, you're on there. Who's this?
Hey, good morning, guys. Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey,
how
Chris.
Are
you? You took my thunder, the antibody stuff.
Yeah.
Don't re-drudge that. The only article in there was buried kind of down in there was the antibody stuff. There's a lot of people, and probably me, I think, I got it. But I think there's a lot of people that got the coronavirus and don't even know it.
Oh, I think I'm one of them too.
Yeah, I mean, there's people. I mean, I know people went to the doctor 2 and 3 times being tested for the flu, and they could not figure it out.
Yeah.
The key is that weird cough you get. It's weird dry cough. If you got kind of further down the road on it. But the shelter, okay, so then you're talking about the what do you call it? Finley and the
curfew.
Put in.
Yeah.
The curfew, I'm sorry, the curfew. So the irony is, weren't we talking about doing this years ago? And people were battering it around there to kind of slow the crime.
That was about crime, though. Yeah, it was a few years ago, but yes.
Yeah, and I'm not really a big fan of curfews.
Likewise.
It's kind of Gestapo-like. But in the short term, maybe it's going to be good. I think they were having a problem with the house party. People thought it was spring break on steroids, and that's why they went ahead and did that.
That's what I suspected, and I'm like you, Chris. My first reaction when I saw the curfew was announced, and not to toot my own horn, but I kind of told you, folks, watch the mayor. The one thing I'm learning about this mayor, folks, and tell me if I'm wrong here, Chris or Eddie, he actually does a pretty darn good job of if you know how to read between the lines, he signals what he's about to do.
Yep.
He'll kind of put something out there. So I knew he was going to do something, and I'm kind of happy it didn't go all the way to shelter in place. But when I saw this announced Friday afternoon, I'm like, curfew, what the hell?
Yeah.
Like my inner malcontent came out. Like, don't tell me what to do.
Yeah, well, the shelter in place in the setting that we live in the South is absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're in a city that's high density population with towers and stuff like that, that'd be one thing. Maybe a Birmingham, but not in a rural area. I do have to say though, I've been going to Home Depot a good bit, and it's amazing. I mean, people are going to have the best looking yards you've ever seen in your
this
life.
This is true,
right? Getting our
it's
houses
unreal.
In order.
I mean, I tell you, I don't know what Home Depot stock's doing right now, but that would be a good play because I mean, people are out; they want to be outside, which is good. You can get vitamin D that way, but I mean, people are outside doing stuff, and you know, hopefully that's going to help the economy in the long run. But yeah, the antibody test—that is key, folks. That is the big. That's the big key right there. How many people have had it? Didn't even know it, and then you'll be able to walk and go to work. But you know, keep your sanity about it. But that's it. That's the key, Joey. I'm glad you brought that up.
Absolutely. We just need more information. That's what's key right now.
Exactly.
That is key, man. All right, y'all have a good one.
Hey,
Thank you
too.
Appreciate it. 272-9228. Yeah, when folks were first reacting to this curfew on my Book of Faces page. Put up a post on a Friday night about this. A lot of folks were exactly what you said, Eddie. Like, wait, is it only the virus only come out at night?
But I didn't consider the spring break deal, so that does make a little more sense.
I mean, there were some interesting comments here. I'm not going to give away any sort of last names.
Yeah.
But one guy, Matthew, said, "To be honest, I have never heard Montgomery so quiet at night." Aside from that one person who sounded like he was doing construction a couple houses down in the middle of the night. Well, when you're pent up, and you know, sometimes you're getting that project done in the wee hours of the night. And by the way, hey, if you're still doing yard work, I am a dumb, dumb man.
What'd you
I
do,
decided
Joey?
On the first cut of the year where you have to bag it for my grandfather's yard. Wasn't able to have lunch or sit down with him, but I still did the yard.
Right.
That, hey, I'm going to wear a tank top.
Heck yeah, man. Sun's out, guns out, baby.
Show off the guns.
That's right.
Show off the gains. Because, you know, everybody in that geriatric cul-de-sac wants to see my gains.
You know they are. They're looking out the window. Look at that young stud right there.
That said, usually a cut of my grandfather's yard is about 2 bags full, a normal cut. This being the first cut of the year was 7 bags
full. Holy cow.
39-gallon bags. So I was out there a little longer than I expected, and I had a podcast in. I had stuff to listen to, so I wasn't all that mad about it. And then I looked in the mirror and went home and took a shower.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's a perfect, it looks like I am wearing a tank top just with the white part of my skin. Everything else is red on my shoulders. Top of my chest, it's...
Oh, you had the little wife beater on, so...
So if you hear me say, ow, every once in a while, it's because, you know, 2 days from doing that, it's starting to get a little
tender. You need me to
tender.
Put some lotion on
you? No, keep your ointment to yourself. 272-9228. This hour of News and Views is always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Turn those stacks of old home videos into a new and exciting event. 40% off for News and Views listeners here in the month of March on all videotape transfers to digital format, but you got to call 279-6036, 279-6036, and tell Dan Black and the team you are, in fact, a News and Views listener. Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for being sponsor of this hour of the program. This part of News and Views also brought to you by Jenkins Tire and Automotive. They are still open, fully staffed, if you need work on your vehicle, and maybe it's something you've been putting off, not because of money, but because of work.
AC, I'm coming.
Yeah, maybe a big project that you've kind of just suffered through, like your air conditioning, or maybe, you know, there's a oil leak somewhere you can't quite, you know, find where
see
it is.
Spots in the driveway.
It's getting everywhere. Maybe you have some cracked or porous hoses or belts that are, you know, stiffening up that you want to get redone. There's all sorts of work that could be done on your vehicle while we're, you know, off of work, most
now's
of us.
The time, man.
I'm one of the few folks I've learned. I did a Zoom conference with my family.
Oh, did you?
And I'm the only one who's still doing his normal work schedule. Hmm. And this was a group of 8 folks. So it's a weird time. And I'm sitting here up going, my life hasn't changed. And everybody else is changing and going through hell. Or at least, you know, having to not have as much money put in their pocket.
Right.
So I'm trying not to... You know, I understand that everything's changed for everybody else, but
well, literally,
now that
it hasn't changed for you. You still go home. You still hermitize. You get out. You probably get out now more than ever before.
No, not right now. I stay home. But y'all, check out Jenkins Tire and Automotive. All their technicians are ASC certified. They service all makes and models of cars, trucks, SUVs, and yes, even many vans. They have all the brand names of tires. So what, if you want new tires or patch-up tires, get those tires rotated. Oil changes, air filter replacements, windshield wiper blades anew. Or you can, again, get those big jobs done, like that air conditioning repair before the summer months bear down on us. And once we're released from quarantine, you want to have a vehicle that actually will leave you cool.
Exactly. Now's the best time to call them, I think.
Yeah, 265-0792, 265-0792. Or make an appointment online at JenkinsTireAndAuto.com. We're going to leave this segment going out to the tune called I Saw a Tiger by Joe Exotic. It's unbelievable that in these interesting times, this guy, of all people, has captured the imagination of Americans stuck at home all over the country.
Hey, remember, there's a hashtag, Free Joe Exotic.
Station on FM, live, local talk, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing. We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back, and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of News and Views brought to you by, well, the gentleman sitting right here with me in the studio, Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group.
Hey.
Now, Eddie, there's one property in particular that, honestly, you know, if I was really about to buy, I think I'd be all over this. But this is a 3-bed, 2-bath. They're in Forest Hills.
Yes, it is.
It has a pool.
It's got a pool. We are taking care of the pool right now, getting it summer ready. The house is awesome, man. As soon as you come in, you've got these vaulted ceilings.
Yeah, I'm looking at them now. They're fantastic.
A really open floor plan, or your kitchen and everything. It's like a big party room with your kitchen and everything included in there. And you have the granite countertops. There's a nice pantry. And then you can see right out the back door to the pool.
I like that the bar is almost like an island, too.
Yes. Yeah,
so it's like a you could really island. Prepare food there, and that's a granite countertop.
All granite through there, and the bathrooms have been completely redone and updated, too.
And it's a corner lot, so you have a little more privacy.
You get a lot more yard for your money, that's for sure.
It's that's what I mean by privacy, that the more you're off of the road, away from other homes, you can play that music a little louder.
Yeah, exactly right.
There you go.
And it's a simple landscape backyard with a pool in it, but it's easy to keep up. And it's just a great place. It's got some great neighbors across the street. Are some of the greatest neighbors you're ever going to have. So I invite you guys to come take a look at it. What's that address there, Joey?
500 Ridgewood Lane here in Montgomery, Alabama. Y'all give Eddie a call at 322-0662. Again, the number 322-0662. You can text, leave a message, or call him anytime you like, even, you know, after curfew hours.
Yes, I love talking after curfew. Feel like I'm breaking the law.
Y'all check out Eddie Bader here. He's not only a great guy to hang out with here on the radio, he's a very good real estate agent.
Thank you, Joe.
He changed his own life doing it, so he'll let him change yours. 272-9228, 272-9228. Let's very quickly go to this announcement that was presented yesterday from the Rose Garden, I believe. It was, of course, there was also clashes with reporters.
Of course.
Like, the more things change, the more they stay the same. But first, let's go to Donald Trump. Here is Trump, Mr. President, announcing the extension of the curfew or not the curfew, the 15 days is now turned into like 45 days of stop the spread.
I want the American people to know that your selfless, inspiring, and valiant efforts are saving countless lives. You are making the difference. The modeling estimates that the peak in death rate is likely to hit in 2 weeks. So, I'll say it again. The peak, the highest point of death rates, remember this, is likely to hit in 2 weeks. Nothing would be worse than declaring victory before the victory is won. That would be the greatest loss of all. Therefore, the next 2 weeks and during this period, it's very important that everyone strongly follow the guidelines, have to follow the guidelines that our great Vice President holds up a lot. He's holding that up a lot. He believes in it so strongly. The better you do, the faster this whole nightmare will end. Therefore, we will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread. On Tuesday, we will be finalizing these plans and providing a summary of our findings, supporting data, and strategy to the American people. So we'll be having lots of meetings in between, but we'll be having a very important statement made on Tuesday, probably Tuesday evening, on all of the findings, all of the data, and the reasons we're doing things the way we're doing them. We can expect that by June 1st, we will be well on our way to recovery. We think by June 1st, a lot of great things will be happening. I want every citizen in our country to take heart and confidence in the fact that we have the best medical minds in the world tackling this disease. We have the best science, the best researchers, and the best talent anywhere working night and day to protect your family and loved ones and to overcome this pandemic. With the grace of God, we are rising to the occasion. We are proving that no darkness can overshadow the eternal light of American courage. We will win, and when we do, we will rebound with astonishing force and speed. We will be stronger than ever, and we will have learned so much where something like this can never hurt us to the extent it has, and the world again.
I thought that was strong, very good. I actually, folks, I love it when Trump tweets and goes after the press. At this point, it's kind of disappointing that reality is still there. Mm-hmm. You would hope an event like this, a shock to the system, the national system like this, mm-hmm. would help bring some people together. No.
They're using it for a tool to try to drive us further apart.
I would say the worst offenders are certain outlets, publications, and the national media. And then second to that are actually some of the Democratic politicians, more in leadership. Obviously you saw Hillary Clinton's...
Right, snake in the grass.
What happened, folks, if you didn't hear this, is that it was reported the United States now leads the world in confirmed COVID-19 cases. Confirmed cases, mm-hmm. keep in mind. Hillary retweeted that and simply captioned it with, America first. All right.
That should tell you what an evil...
Yeah.
That she is. Well,
she's almost as bad as Carol Baskin.
Almost. I bet they're related.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. And then Pelosi said the president is fiddling, as people die.
Yeah.
This is the sort of rhetoric. My message through all of this is the one thing you can control out there. You can't control the spread completely. You put your best government policy in place, your best medical strategy in place, get your manufacturing up to provide the drugs that you need, the medical support equipment that you need, ventilators, masks, gowns, everything you need. But even then, even if you do all the right steps, you stay inside from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. for the Montgomery curfew. Mm-hmm. You wash your hands diligently. You don't touch your face. Mm-hmm. Even if you got that little scratch right there on the tip of your nose, you're like, just wiggle it. Wiggle that nose. Don't touch that face. You're doing all the right things. You could still get this.
Yes.
Because that's the nature of a virus. And there's this unfortunate thing. Let's call it like coronavirus justice.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if somebody gets it, it's like, you have sinned, my son. Like,
I read something like that when they announced that Boris had it.
Right, and it's just... that's the one thing you can control in the midst of all this is obviously touching your own face and washing your own hands and washing your own butt or whatever if you're out of TP. But you can definitely control, will this event harden or soften your heart to people out there? And I've been trying to say, hey, let's not take a political tact here. Let's get good information out. Let's help calm people's nerves. Talk about stupid crap on Netflix like Tiger King.
Mm-hmm.
But when I see crap, like what some people are doing, especially in the press, like Chuck Todd asking Joe Biden,
oh, what?
Does the president have blood on his hands? And even dude, Biden's like, I think that's a little harsh. It's just, I can feel my heart getting a little harder towards certain people.
Yeah, when Joe Biden's got to reel you in, you know you're way out there.
Yeah, so here, folks, let's hit this break. 272-9228. Hopefully we'll have the chief of police, Chief Finley, calling in here any moment now.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of Pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
When someone drives up to your house, generally the first thing they see is your driveway, your invitation. Someday when you sell your home, your driveway will be the first to speak for how well you've maintained this investment. Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earned in Concrete Technologies. Call us today for all of your concrete needs, your driveway and your swimming pool, as well as complete outdoor living areas, fire pits, fireplaces, stamped and patterned patios, retainer walls, and drainage systems to complete the outdoor living area. Our team's been together for many years, and our goal is to be the best. We have ideas to share and hundreds of pictures on Facebook posted for your viewing. For years, you've seen our trucks in your streets and our signs in your neighbor's yards. Isn't it time you called 334-284-9292? And do follow us on Facebook for hundreds of pictures of current and past projects. Call Penny Earn today, 334-284-9292. 334-284-9292.
Penny Earn Concrete, beautiful changes.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Hi, this is Chance Inman, president and COO of Jenny King Golf Coast, with some ways to protect yourself and those around you from the coronavirus. Wash your hands often and thoroughly. Cover coughs and sneezes with your elbow. Disinfect high-touch surfaces regularly. Use non-contact methods for greeting others and avoid touching your face. Following these steps, as well as social distancing, should help all of us stay healthy. Please stay safe and keep it clean out there.
Jenny King, the king of clean.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have another very warm day ahead of us with a high temperature, at least, I think, in the low 80s today with a sun and cloud mix. Mild tonight, low temperature 61, risk of showers beginning in the wee hours of the morning. Tomorrow, high temperature in the upper 70s. Showers and thunderstorms likely tomorrow. Some of the storms possibly severe. Also, we can't rule out the risk of tornadoes. The threat window begins in the morning and continues through the early afternoon hours. Get our weather app on your phone or tablet today. If you don't already have it, go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather.
Breezy, much cooler Tuesday night, low 47. Wednesday, high in the upper 60s. Then we'll be in the mid-40s on Thursday morning. What a big change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 2.25% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 to get in on the program.
Loving your music choices again, Joey.
Oh, yeah, I'm all over the place. Oh. I had to get away from the Joe Exotic music as fast as we could, get some actual good music here. But on the phone now, folks, we opened up the show talking about the curfew and the details of it. And here to give us more clarification, some insight at how this will work is Chief Ernest Finley. Chief Finley, how are you, sir?
I'm doing fine, Joe. Thanks for having me this morning.
Thank you for making the time. I'll just repeat what I told you off air. When I first saw this, there's a part of me that went, well, how does that work? A curfew from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. What if you got to go somewhere was my first thought. And then I started reading the actual proclamation. So I'm sure you were part of the process that came to this decision. What was the rationale for having to do this at this point?
You know, we want compliance, and that's what we're looking at. So, you know, when the governor came out with her additional request in terms of lowering from 25 or more to 10 and more, we felt that with the governor's directive and the discussion with Mayor Reed as far as how can we ensure that this compliance come to fruition without disruption and things of that nature. So I thought it was a great opportunity just to see if we can make it happen with the curfew. And again, the intent is to ensure the health, that the residents in Montgomery are healthy, safe and secure, and what we're looking at is just a lot of compliance that we've been seeing over the weekend since this ordinance, this proclamation was enacted by the mayor. And again, there's a lot of exemptions too. The bottom line is that we will be out there monitoring the roadways and these communities, apartment complex, and if we do come across an individual and they're going to and from work, that's fine. Business-related, family emergencies, things like that. So there's a lot of leeway in this, a lot of exemptions in this. But the key to all of this is that we want compliance. This is nothing that's punitive. We are not using this as a pretextual stop. Just to stop any and everybody, put them in jail, that's not what it's about. I think that Montgomery's are doing are hearing the call. And so part of hearing the call is about awareness, about education, because some folks are not reading or not watching the news or don't have access or are part of these community groups. So that's the first thing that we're going to do is try to educate and bring awareness to these communities and, you know, use our discretion, give people a break. But to on the curfew, we're not we haven't and we're not seeing a lot of folks that are in these communities violating the order of the governor, as well as the curfew, 10 or more, late at night after 10.
Well, and I was going to wonder about enforcement, but let me ask you this. Before this curfew was laid down, were you seeing any incidents that would be normal, you know, legal behavior, but that were breaking sort of these guidelines of 10 people or less? Were you seeing folks congregate in parking lots or house parties, these sorts of things?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, we did. Hey, unfortunate, yes. And that really precipitated this measure. We was experiencing throughout certain parts of Montgomery of these you know, what we call cruising parties, on the expressway in the community, in the apartment complex, and we were kind of babysitting these individuals. So it takes resources away from what we do to provide a service in these communities throughout Montgomery. So Once we identified a plan on how we're going to deal with these roving parties that were blocking our intersections, going to these parks, going to these neighborhoods and apartment complex, this was one of those tools that we can use in addition to the 10 or less. But this curfew really helped us out tremendously because we can nip that in the bud. And again, once the community and the word gets out about the seriousness, not only of the COVID-19 and the effects of that, is that we care about our residents. We care about anybody that's in Montgomery in the state of Alabama, that we want you to survive. We want you to go to your loved ones. And so once it resonates, I think that things will get better and better. And again, our challenge was last week. This week, those numbers were cut down tremendously. We still have some challenges, but we are getting more compliant. So once we show up and go to these different pockets of the community that we get these complaints, we get instant compliance because they know. Now they're playing games, but they know. And so it's going to get easier for us, but we're going to still have our resources available to respond to these particular calls, being those neighborhoods where those resources are not, it's a challenge, but we wanted this to bring that relationship with those communities and be a big brother to them and assist them through this period of time.
Now, again, folks, we're talking to Montgomery Police Chief Ernest Finley, talking about this curfew that's been put in place. And just to reiterate, to make clear to folks, if people are up early in the morning going to work, or maybe they're leaving the city late after work, some of these essential businesses still open even after the governor's order, they really don't have any worry about being stopped. That's the one thought I was, when I'm reading the proclamation, Chief Finley, is like, how do you enforce vehicular traffic and know what car's going to the exempted places?
Absolutely. And again, one of the things that we do, we have some, every officer can essentially enforce this, but our main thing is we identified a couple seasoned officers that understand the essence of what we're trying to do. It's all about education. It's all about awareness. So again, if we experience what we experienced about 2 weeks ago, these roving car parties, that's a little bit different. So we know then is the race thing in our community. But we're seeing isolated vehicles traveling to and from. They have nothing to worry about. And so our thing is, if they have a question or concern, or if it's obvious that they are misdirected or lost, we may have that citizen contact. But other than that, is that we haven't been experiencing those things. So we're going to be patrolling those particular parking lots, those businesses that have been affected by the governor's order, and those plazas, those parks. So we're going to be in those areas that we need to be to ensure that property is safe and secure in terms of vandalism or people just hanging out. So we are excited about that, to ensure that those business owners that are closed early based on the proclamation and the governor's order, that their business will be safe and secure.
Very good, very good. And just to end with, I want to thank you, Chief Finley, and the whole police department. They claim I'm here in radio and communications, I'm essential business, but I get to sit in this studio on my butt like I do every day, crisis or no. You and the folks you're leading, or I have a few officers that are neighbors in my apartment complex, and I see them leaving very early in the morning, and I just know that's truly essential, and I thank you for that.
Well, thank you, too, and the great men from Montgomery and women with Montgomery Police Department. I pray for them each and every day, and we have that discussion with them to be safe and secure and also monitor the social distance, and just go home at the end of the night and just be with their loved ones.
Well, Chief Finley, thank you for calling in and clarifying some of this on the curfew. That I hope that does put some people at ease when they first saw the headline Friday. This is I think it's the right step, and I really appreciate you calling in today, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Anytime, just invite me, and I'd be more than willing to engage you in conversation.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Have a great day, Joe.
You too. Bye. 272-9228. Now, that clears up some things there.
Sure.
Well, and for instance, I'd never, have you heard of that, like, cruising party?
No, I was going to ask you about that, the cruising party.
And that's when I got over my initial reaction. I started thinking, why would they do this? And I started thinking, yep, there's something that was going on the roadways or in a public space, so to speak, that made them do this. And so I did not suspect it would be like cruising parties. I don't know what that is.
Well, you know, that video that I saw on City Watch, I think that's what I see.
Is it what I used to do in high school when you couldn't drink inside somebody's place?
Right. Well, we used to go sit in the parking lot. Remember that?
Right.
So we weren't cruising, but...
Well, but maybe what you do is you go to one parking lot and then you cruise to another one.
After you get run off, yeah.
I don't know.
But I think that video, now that explains that video, because I was wondering, like, how did all these people just show up in the middle of the street and there were a bunch of cars? And
right.
So that, okay.
Well, it puts me at ease that if it's a single vehicle, they're not going to mess with that. You know, somebody looks lost, maybe. But, yeah, if that is the guidance from the police chief himself, that's good. So it's just day after day, there's something new. Mm-hmm. And normal American life truly has changed. To see it extend at the federal level, to see the state take more action on Friday, and to see now the city take more action on Friday, it's just like adjusting to the new reality.
I had a friend of mine contact me from Alaska over the weekend, and they're doing the lockdown. A lot of cities are just flat-out locked down, man. They're telling nobody, you know, go out if you got to, but at the same time, don't.
Right.
So us just having a curfew, we're still pretty lucky right now.
Indeed, indeed. Folks, this hour of News and Views is always brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Not only could you get 40% off on all videotape tape transfers to digital format, Dan Black Studios can also provide you with business services from website design to video editing. Maybe you already have the video footage shot or photos that you want to put together in a presentation, sort of collage. Dan Black Studios can help you out with that. They can also do video production from the ground up, whether TV commercials, online branding videos, training videos for your employees. Maybe you want to present evidence in court. For any sort of video production. Maybe it's a stupid dance video to show off to the world or a music video like Joe Exotic. Dan Black Studios can help you out.
Going to lead to that.
But you got to call them at 279-6036, 279-6036. Hey, and if you want that 40% off on those videotape transfers, bringing those analog memories into the digital future, you need to tell Dan Black and the team you're a News and Views listener.
Again, now's a good time to do that.
Thank you to Dan Black and Dan Black Studios for sponsoring this hour of News and Views. More News and Views when we come back. 272-9228 if you'd like to get in.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
Turn to the experts at AC Pilot Choir and Carrier to save up to $1,850 on a new Carrier AC and heating system. Or get 0% financing up to 60 months with approved credit. Plus, get a 10-year parts and labor warranty on your new system when you sign a maintenance agreement. Contact AC Pilot Choir for details. ACPilotChoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC Pilot Choir.
License number 84417.
The stock market goes up. The stock market goes down. Right now, the stock market's going. But with Earnest Financial, we're in the money.
Yes, sir.
Can't lose it, honey.
Oh, no.
Lock in your gains and never worry anymore.
I'm not worried.
Don't have to worry.
Be there.
But you better hurry.
It's on the ball.
Before that old stock market crashes through more. Call David Earnest. He's the man to get you in it.
Call Dave.
Just write his number down. Get ready. I'll give it to you in a minute. Call David Earnest at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Call David Earnest today.
Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
We're facing uncertain times, but Navy Federal Credit Union wants you to know we have your back and we remain committed to serving all of our members all of the time. That means you can access and manage your accounts from our mobile app and website with no monthly service fees. Additionally, you can get in touch with our world-class member service. For 87 years, we've covered our members in good times and bad, serving active duty, veterans, and their families. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Insured by NCUA.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company helps you customize your home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Unlike things you paid for you didn't need, like the Vacnado 2000. A Wi-Fi connected vacuum that uploads Dust Bunny data to the cloud for real-time optimization. Whatever that means. But really, it's just a very expensive doggy chew toy. With Liberty Mutual, get customized home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour news talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views, closing out the first hour here on a Monday. Beautiful day outside. I mean, as long as you're okay with infectious disease. I think 272-9228. You're going to say something, Eddie?
I think outside is good. Inside, not so good.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. But how about this story? This is just a quick hit here.
What you got?
You know how in the $2 trillion... some are trying to call it stimulus. More, it's like a patchwork.
Yeah.
It's like plugging those holes.
Yep.
They're leaking into the boat.
Yep.
And by the way, the Democrats, Nancy Pelosi, said this is, we got to do a phase four now.
Phase four?
Phase four.
Are we going to DEFCON 4?
No, and I'd imagine it has something to do with giving money to the state governments. Shirt up business at every level. Shirt up individuals a bit. And by the way, the guy that everybody hated last week, Thomas Massie,
yeah,
he's sticking to his guns.
Is that right?
Yeah, he said this is the most massive transfer of wealth from the lower middle classes to the upper classes ever before in human history. Just wait, it'll play out.
I wanted to ask you that, Joey. How much are we borrowing to make this happen?
We're, for instance, you and